Hey, everybody, we're back with Flock and Gather. Yep, it's another 18-minute podcast. It's Alan Scheer. I'm your host. I run the Spa Industry Association. And I have, well, they, Roche, you don't know this, they kicked me out of California. That's why we moved to Arizona. Not true. But Roche is in California. She works for PPIB. They are an insurance vendor to the association. We just love your company, Roche. You guys have been so awesome with our members over the years.
Well, thank you for having me, Alan. I'm excited to talk with you today.
You too, and I'm glad you're here. And I know people always say, God, you talk so much to your guests before they get there, but I know all about her children and everything else, but I'm not going to repeat that on the air, just in case her kids listen to the
podcast. Oh, thank you.
But I hate that you have to be in the Bay Area, which I started to tell you is one of my single favorite places on earth. I mean, the city by the bay, how can you not love it? And it's horrible what has happened to our industry and the wine industry and everything in Napa. And even though it isn't, there's no fire in San Francisco, but you guys bear the brunt of it with the smoke and everything else, right?
Yep, we are all feeling it and sitting here looking at smoke right now. We're just kind of stuck inside. It's, it's been tough on everyone.
Is there like a stay inside, don't go outside unless you absolutely have to?
They definitely put out warnings if anyone who's sensitive and, we have lung issues or, there's days where they just say, just don't do it. You do get those warnings just to avoid it altogether.
Yeah, what do you do if you have animals? I mean, they got to go outside. You go out. Do you wear a mask when you go out so you're not breathing direct air, right?
Yeah, you go out and you'd be surprised, somehow those particles, they're so tiny, they still get in there and you may not feel it right away, but a couple of days later, you know, your throat is feeling something from it, so.
Okay, I have to segue on that. I was not, even though you might think I'm old because I haven't shaved in a few days. I wasn't old enough to go to Woodstock, but Kathy and I went to what they had called Old Coachella. It was 3 years ago down in the Palm Springs Coachella Valley when they had, the Stones and Pink Floyd. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. On the first night, and you have 80,000 of your nearest and dearest on the polo grounds, right? And I have to tell you, the wind picks up at night. Mm-hmm. And we both headed home going, like, I couldn't believe all that stuff got in my lungs. Mm-hmm. And even though we wore masks the next two nights, it took me like 10 days to clear my lungs of everything off the polo grounds that got into it. Meanwhile, it was our Woodstock, and it was one of the best concerts I have ever been to in my 3 days of concert. It's got to be good, right? Anyways, I'm wishing everyone well who's in any harm or way with this fire. We wouldn't wish it on anyone, and we know everybody needs to get going again. So hopefully California people are hearty people, and we'll hope that everyone gets back on track soon. So amen to that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about insurance because this seems to come up with our members all the time, especially now there's this thing called, China, Wuhan, Corona, COVID virus. Did I cover them all?
There are many names for it, yes, but I think you covered that pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's called, but we're going to go with COVID for the time being, right? COVID,
yeah.
So this is, if you're in business, you now have this layer of worry. I don't know what the technical term is. You'll tell me in insurance, but can you give us kind of a rough idea? What are people supposed to do? What's happening? What forms? What do you know?
There's a new, it's a risk, obviously, opening up your business and having people coming in to do services. I mean, even just being allowed, especially in California, to open up and operate your business has been a thing. A lot of the businesses can only operate outside to some extent, but then you also have to check and make sure that you can even be open with your city and state, and then make sure your service is covered within your state boards and all of that. So there's that, and then you add the fires to it, then they can't even open up outside. But as far as the COVID is concerned, there's just a lot of precautions that you have to take, with extra cleaning, and you know, there are no more just walk in and get your hair done. You've got to schedule things ahead of time so that everything is sanitary. I mean, it's really just changed the way that these businesses are running now and probably how they're going to run in the future as well.
Well, how are we going to look at our industry, you know, has been oriented to being clean all the time, even if they really weren't. But I mean, we were mostly clean in our business. And frankly, I think from a cleansing point of view, and you know, we're talking to spa directors and vendors and everything all the time.
Right.
Honestly, just like airplanes, I don't think spas have ever been cleaner in their lives than they are right now, because this is a double down on hygiene, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Where they were already pretty much trained in doing that. So, you know, oddly enough, though, they were kind of the last ones to be able to open back up again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I talked about this morning. I did a podcast with someone and I said, it's almost like government, state, local, whatever, has picked favorites. Like, why can the Ace Hardware down the street not be open, but Home Depot can be open? What is up with that?
It is a little weird. I don't quite understand it. It seemed a little weird that the beauty industry seemed to be the last ones to be able to open anything.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are so strict on all of the hygiene and safety. So, yeah.
You mentioned a couple of things. Let me just go back over these a quick sec, because I think your points were so valid and so important. You talked about risk. Like, there's always risk being in business, but the risk is heightened now, because even though you might go to a clinic and people zap you for your temperature and say, have you been around anyone? Have you had a people always say no, because I don't even know if they have a clue.
That's true. Yeah. You know, we do see now people are having COVID consent forms where they're signing waivers on their behalf. They've got that. I mean, even the restaurants around here, they're asking people for, you know, phone numbers and contact.
So people sit outside.
Yep.
And they, whether it's in a restaurant, I met someone for lunch today. We sat outside. Yep. We bumped elbows, but that's as close as we got. Yep. But still, when you think about it, every time you're talking and you're spewing whatever this wetness is into the air, and I mean, you can't eat with the mask on. So I think it's utterly confusing. Can you say vaccine? Like, we're going to have to get to a vaccine to get to some form of mental and physical happiness, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I do. But and at the same time, I still think, you know, the way that everything is going to be run going forward, it's just never going to be the same. I think, you know, there's just going to be another level of safety from now on. You know, you've got a lot of these people who work in day spas and all that, now it's kind of going to like concierge services where people are kind of coming to you or setting up, you know, kind of their own little spaces. We have people setting up sheds in the back of their houses so that they can run salons and, you know, different things on their own.
So that's very, and I know this from talking to a lot of independents, because down in the South here, having a casita or a separate entrance for a bedroom
is
so common. And many, 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 many of those have been turned into come in and get your treatment here.
You this have to, yeah. I mean, even during this time, it's like the world is falling apart, but people still want their beauty services happening. It makes them feel good. So.
Rashe, you also talked about services covered, which always goes back to scope of practice in our industry as well. Is there anything that you're aware of from an insurance point of view? Is there something heightened that talks about scope of practice or services that can be done?
You know, I mean, it's going to differ. Basically, you got to check with your state boards because it's different for every state, and we do insurance in every state. So it's just something you kind of need to check with, and you know, definitely read your policies as well. You've got to check those and see what your exclusions are as far as where it's going to extend your coverage. And
how can I read a policy? You always send me 30 pages with small print. I need like a double set of glasses. But your point's well taken. You really should read your policy and know what it says. And then what? Call PPIB and ask them.
Yeah, that's why we're there. Please harass us. You know, we welcome it. We do. I mean, you don't want to be in a situation where, like, you know, poor people with the fires, where you think you have property coverage and you don't have any, you know, don't have any at all. It's, you know, you just really need to check on that stuff.
The fourth thing. Oh, so anyways, in what I was going to say to you, scope of practice, I had a gal call me from Pennsylvania this morning saying she can't seem to find out from anyone. You know, they're open for massage and everything else, but no facials in Pennsylvania.
Yep. That's kind of the same thing here too, was they were fine with certain services such as, you know, nails and hair, but facials were a big no-no. So, yeah.
And she said to me, she talked to her board. She called the medical board. She called the cosmetology board, and everyone said the same thing. Don't know. We don't know. That was the answer to when, because I think everything is kind of a day at a time at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You mentioned waivers. So are those forms legally binding? If someone signs a waiver and says, I'm not sick and I'm not going to sue you, does that hold up?
It depends. I mean, I can't really say one or the other, but it definitely helps if you have a waiver and somebody is saying that, you know, they're not sick, they don't have a fever, and, you know, they're not going to sue you should, you know, they catch something. It can definitely help. I would suggest it just in case, you know.
I can't remember is it cover your own behind? Is that what it is?
I mean, that is the hope, right? That's pretty much the hope, is if someone's going to come back and sue you, that's what those forms are for.
Okay, so if I'm calling, is your website ppib.com?
PPIBcorp.com.
Corp, C-O-R-P. P,
correct.
It's Paul.
Ice cream boy.
Boy, corp.com, PPIBcorp.
Yep. Yeah.
If I'm saying I'm coming to you, I need insurance for my spa. Yes, we know about the general liability and everything else, but what's the new part, Riche, that talks to the virus issue? What does that look like?
I mean, really with the virus, and I mean, I think most insurance companies are putting on exclusions for the virus right now. This is something that was totally new. Nobody saw this coming. So most insurance policies are excluding, you know, have like some sort of a pandemic exclusion on them. But, you know, you can put a business interruption feature on your property coverage. So if for some reason, you know, you're out of business for, you know, something like this, it may provide coverage in that case.
Got it. You use that qualifier. I think that was the word may.
Yeah. And
this again goes back to having just some clarity, which is why you need a great agent who understands the industry.
Yeah.
You guys have been in our industry a long time. That's why I love you, because you generally have the right answers when people call along the way as well. Yeah. So, I dropped my mic. So sorry. People don't always know what business interruption insurance is. What does that mean?
So it means if you have a covered cause of loss, such as, you know, if you get shut down, say in the case of, you know, they force you out of your business because there's a fire coming, or it's got to be something that's covered on your policy that puts you out of business, and now you can no longer cover some of your ongoing expenses that you still have for your business. It's going to provide coverage for those items. For a certain amount of time.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't decide to lock your door and say, well, no one's coming in and there's COVID, so I need my insurance.
Right. So it won't be triggered by that. No.
Okay. No. Unfortunately, things like a fire would be fit onto that, that list of things along the way as well. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So what does the future look like? I think the way people look, let's hope and pray that this is the last one for 100 years. Right? I know you guys are pulling your hair out too.
We have.
But there will be some changes that are going to deal with this up the road, right? And we just don't always know what those things are at this point.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the insurers are trying to figure out what that is, you know, what they can offer, you know, to help protect people and their businesses. Just because we've seen so many companies having to close at this time. But I think that having extra precautions in place for situations like this, I think in the future, that's really what's going to help, you know.
And wouldn't it help to have some common sense?
That can never hurt.
Okay, I'm going to paraphrase Ben Franklin, right? Common sense is uncommon.
Yeah.
I mean, really, and Riche and I were talking about this before we got online, but, you know, look at I'm not going to argue the plus or the minus, a mask. But if a business says put a mask on to enter, put the damn mask on and stop arguing with them.
Exactly. Right? Just do it.
Just do it. Can we say that? I know Nike owns it, but we're going to say it anyways, you know. Riche, last thing I want to cover is your company covers a lot of things others don't cover in our industry as well. I'm tattoo removal or tattoo insurance or something comes to mind right away. I can't remember why. Someone must have asked me about it. But what else are on that list of unique things that PPIB does?
Oh, my goodness. So much. So, yeah, tattoo and body piercing. That's correct. We do medi spas. We can do, we do have a cannabis program as well. We do products, which is like private label products. Gosh, there's so many things.
But you know, already when you talk about tattoo and a medi spa is more common, but when you talk about tattoo and cannabis, those are a couple things that are, you know, high on everybody.
Yeah.
Unintended, I guess, that are high on everybody's list of things. And the fact is you cannot go through life without being covered. So I'm really a fan. You can reach PPIB through our website, or you can go directly to them at PPIB Corp. That's C-O-R-P. .com. And you might not get to talk to Riche because she's an underwriter, so they hide her in the back.
No.
but I got to talk to her today anyways. But they're just awesome people, and I encourage anyone who has literally any questions about, it doesn't even matter if you have a policy somewhere else, they're wonderful about taking your call and looking at your policy and talking about what you need. So I would tell you to reach out to them anytime.
Yes, anytime. Please do.
Riche, you're wonderful. I thank you so much for spending time with our listeners today.
It was great talking with you, Alan.
And people, remember, please be kind to one another.